Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom B. Stone here with you on Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started, A Cold Shower of Reality. And after a brief absence, I am back. You can join us every week, Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Talk 29. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can always give us a call at 563-999-3754, or you could join us in the chat room, and I will take your questions and your comments there as well. Well, it's been a few weeks, and a lot has happened, so I got a lot to unpack. What I saw on the news with Joe Biden being interviewed by a former stoner movie star, turned Washington insider, really, really disturbed me. And I don't know about any of you if you've watched it, but I'll paraphrase. Basically what Joe Biden said, that he remembered a conversation from 1960 that he had with his dad, that he saw two men in, and they kissed each other goodbye as they went off to work. And his dad told him, "Joey, they love each other." Well, my goodness, sir, you can't remember what happened yesterday. How are we, the American people, supposed to believe that you remember a conversation from 1960? That was 53 years ago. If you think we believe you, you're insane. And instead of the interviewer following up with any kind of intelligent question, he just nodded along. That's ridiculous. It never happened. He's pandering, and it's absolutely sickening. Now that I got that off my chest, the January 6th footage that Tucker Carlson has put on his show and showed everybody that there was no violence inside the Capitol. The cops were escorting the guy around, Jacob Chansley, even opening doors for him. And when he was in the he was leading in prayer, thanking the Capitol Police. I don't see any violence. I also don't see any cops being injured. I don't see them being scared for their lives. There is a few of them standing around. Where was this footage when this man went on trial? As far as I'm concerned, that's a crime, and this man should be released immediately. And Chuck Schumer has the audacity to say, "Hey, you shouldn't show that footage. You're making light of something that threatened our democracy," and shut up. You know damn well that there was no insurrection. You know damn well that Nancy Pelosi gave a bunch of the Capitol Police off that day. And then she denied National Guard. I wonder why she did that. And instead of doing any kind of investigation or letting an investigation take place, you call it an insurrection worse than 9/11, which I don't know what kind of drugs you're taking, but it was not worse than 9/11. Nobody died that day except for an unarmed woman who was shot point blank in the chest, who was no threat at all, right in front of her fiancé who watched her die by some trigger-happy Capitol Police officer. Mayorkas got on TV and said five police officers died that day. Wrong. Do your research. None of them died that day. Not even Brian Sitnik, who was apparently, according to whatever fake news that you tune into, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, whatever, was beaten in the head with a fire extinguisher and succumbed to his injuries. Footage that was released will clearly show you that he's on video. He doesn't look hurt to me. He's walking around doing his job. The fake January 6th hearings were absolutely ridiculous. And I'm really, really fed up with hearing this was an insurrection. They still want you to believe it, no matter how much footage will prove them wrong. It's it just makes me really angry that the proof is in the pudding, and yet they will still try to get the American people to believe that an insurrection took place, Donald Trump planned it, it was all perpetrated by the evil Republicans and the unwashed masses supporters of Donald Trump. It's really getting on my nerves that every time I turn around that this is the story. No matter what we see debunking everything the left says about January 6th, they still will try to get you to believe that an insurrection took place. An insurrection didn't take place during the George Floyd trials, George Floyd riots, when they were burning stuff down, putting the president at risk, and they were so afraid for his life they had to escort him down to the basement. Nope, that wasn't an insurrection or anything. Nah, not at all. That was righteous anger. Give me a break. I don't know what news you're watching, but they want you to believe whatever they say. And if you have an opinion to the contrary, you're an insurrectionist too. You're evil. You're racist. You're an insurrectionist. You're Islamophobic, homophobic, transphobic. You just say the word and add phobic on the end of it, and that's what you are, according to the left, if you don't go along with what they say. Absolutely insane. Let's move on to something that I find a little bit mildly amusing, that Hillary Clinton and her daughter Chelsea were in a theater in a play, watching a play, and somebody apparently left them a present in the aisle. Two turds. Mildly amusing, kind of disgusting, but mildly amusing that somebody put the thought into going into a theater and dropping two turds in the aisle of where Chelsea and Hillary were sitting. My question is, where was the Secret Service? Where was any kind of, how did they get in there? How were they not seen? I find it mildly amusing, a little puzzling, but mildly amusing. Anyway. Oh, boy. And nothing has changed at all. Joe Biden, instead of telling the American people the truth as far as the banking crisis of the Silicon Valley banks and others, you know, taking a I don't even know how to explain it, but basically they went under and the banks needed a bailout, and Joe Biden to the rescue to print more money to bail them out. And what does he tell the American people? It won't cost them a dime. Really? Every time you print money that we don't have, it costs the American taxpayer. And you don't see a problem with it. I thought you were for the working man, Joe. I thought you were for the working man. Meanwhile, you continue to get rich from Chinese money. Your son, your brother, your son's widow, all get Chinese money, and when you're questioned about it, you say, it never happened. It's not true. Although there's bank statements to prove it. There's a big old paper trail. And you could just say whatever you want. It never happened. It's not true. Well, it is true. And I'd like to see an investigation into that, because everything that you have told the American people since you got into office has been a lie. You have not told one speck of truth, not one. Not one. Meanwhile, all the mainstream media news outlets are carrying your water and cheerleading you. You're the best president that we've had in a long time. You gave a great speech. The American people are like, oh, give me a break. Inflation at a 40-year high. Gas prices out of this world. Food prices out of this world. Everything has gone up 30% at least. I'll give you an example. A couple of years ago, before Joe Biden made this country an absolute disaster, there was a specific product I used to buy. It was about $10, reasonably priced. Fast forward to the present day, $16. $16. It went up $6. Why? Because of Joe Biden's policies and constantly printing money that we don't have, sending money over to a war that we're funding. Why do we keep sending this country money, millions and millions of dollars? Just end the war already. The more money we send, the less the American people, the less fortunate the American people are. How about take some of that money and give it to the veterans? Maybe put the veterans that are on the street up in $250 a night hotels, like you're doing for the people that are illegally crossing this border. How about protect our borders, Joe? No, but if you ask Mayorkas, our borders are secure, aren't they? Absolutely not. How many people are coming in over the border, distracting the Border Patrol, what little we have of them, so they can sneak stuff over? And not be seen. How many people are coming in here illegally, and you're doing nothing about it? You know what we're doing? We're sending millions of dollars over to Ukraine to fund a war that never would have happened if Donald Trump was still in office. Our nuclear-powered enemies think we're a joke. And that's really sad, because a few years ago, they feared us. We have a press secretary who just said, you know, shoves down our throat that she's the first black gay immigrant press secretary in this position. Well, great. Good for you. You're not qualified. You have no qualifications to be a press secretary. You spin and you lie and you lie and you spin, and even the press pool is sick of it. They ask you questions, and when you don't want to answer a question, you just walk off. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. So, yes, I'm angry. And you should be too. And if you're not, you're not paying attention. Keeps up, it's only going to get worse. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want it to get any worse. There needs to be investigations into Joe Biden, investigations into Hunter Biden, James Biden, Mayorkas, Chuck Schumer, who's on the Senate floor throwing veiled threats at Fox News. And everybody just turns their, even some of the Republicans are just turning their head. Like, nothing we can do. But there is. There is something we can do. There's something you can do, and you know what to do, and you still haven't done it. I want to spend the last few minutes here that I have on what the hell is going on with the radical left targeting our children. My goodness, I've never seen anything like this. It is apparently perfectly okay for a three-year-old to decide that instead of being the gender they were at, you know, instead of being a little boy, they now want to be a little girl. And it's perfectly okay for them to make a decision to decide to be from a boy to a girl process. That's who they decide they want to be at 3 years old. I got news for you. That's the parents' fault. And those children that are deciding, quote unquote, this major life-altering decision should be taken away from their parents. Absolutely taken away from their parents because they are unfit. They should be nowhere near children. These are the same parents that are okay, transvestite, waving their butt in your child's face, thinking about how great oral sex is. Children, if that happened in a playground, you'd have that person arrested. Or anybody with a brain would have that person arrested. Why in the hell is it okay to take children on a field trip to an S&M show? What does that have to do with education? You should be teaching the kids, math and arithmetic and how to read. Nope. Instead, you're teaching them to apologize for being white. Being white is absolutely wrong, and you should apologize to every person of color that you know for being white because your ancestors were slave owners. And apparently everybody in the class except for you is oppressed, and your ancestors made it that way. And because of your privilege, they are all less fortunate than you are. Give me a break. Everybody in this country, no matter where you're from, what background you have, has the same opportunity as the next person. What you need to do is you need to work for that opportunity. Opportunity is not going to knock down your door and say, here I am, come and take me. No, it's not how it works. If you want to be a doctor, you need to go to school, you need to study hard, and you need to pass all the exams and do what you need to do to become a doctor. You don't just sit on your couch watching YouTube and TikTok, hoping one day you're going to be a doctor. That's not how it works. You put the work in. You have the opportunity. No matter what your background or where you come from, no matter what color of your skin, you have the opportunity to do whatever you want. This is America, and that's what it's all about. You have that opportunity. It's just whether you decide to make it or not make it. I don't want to hear this white privilege BS because it doesn't exist. Male privilege doesn't exist. White privilege doesn't exist. But apparently, straight white males are the enemy of the left. These people are absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And I shudder to think when I put on the news, what I'm going to see otherwise over the next few days. It's almost to a point where it's unwatchable. It's unlistenable. It's unwatchable. It's downright depressing. because a few years ago, these things wouldn't be happening. If you can sit there and tell yourself that you're in a better position now than you were when Trump was in office, then I don't know. I don't know what you're doing or what you're seeing other than the disaster that this country has become. Gas was $2 a gallon. We could all afford to go to restaurants, go out to the movies, go on vacations. Unemployment was at an all-time low. Our enemies feared us. And our country was starting to come together. Donald Trump didn't divide us. The mainstream media divided us. Social media divided us. By telling you your opinion and who you voted for opposite of them was wrong and you're the enemy. I was living comfortably a few years ago, pre-pandemic, even during the pandemic. I was living comfortably. I don't think there was one thing that I could tell you that, I had money in my pocket, less money in my paycheck, less spending power. We don't have that now. And if Joe Biden and his ilk keep printing money to give to foreign countries and not take care of America, it's going to get worse, folks. And we have to stand up and fight.